they have a way that they do things there. Gettleman is a major part of the way things have been done in the past, and it's been successful in the past. So it's hard to get guys to change their colors in those situations. And the Giants are there. Now, teams, this is the one thing that gets me when people talk about, you know, teams need to get more into the analytics and they need to get, you know, more into the 21st century and move forward. Analytics have been a part of football forever. They've always been a part of it. The only difference is that people used to just call it, you know, they would call it, you know, the game plan. That's all it was. A game plan is basically based on what someone has done. You look at their tendencies. You look at the way that they play certain formations and all these things, and that's what Gettleman wants to do. They want to do it in an old school way and have guys to do it an old school way. But it's still the same football that's being played today. But yes, you are correct, and they could be turned off by some guys coming in saying we want to do things differently than the Big Blue has done it in the past.
Yeah, I guess what I was getting at more directly is that they should have dumped Gettleman if they were hoping to get one of those guys who wants a lot of control. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I just don't know that he's a super respect. He's just, I think he's a solid football guy, but there's something with the ego and then the way he was acting around Daniel Jones.
Right.
You know, once he had a little bit of success, it's just bizarre.
No, you're right. He's going to do things a certain way. He has sort of an ego, but remember, as I say, he's been a part of success there and doing it a certain way, and he believes that it's going to work. And the only way the Giants are going to get someone in at the head coaching position is if they get personnel working with those guys that view things differently. But that's going to be hard when you have the same ownership. Remember that, guys. They want a certain way, and they believe that it can continue to work.
I like the hire of Matt Rhule. I think the Panthers pulled off a coup here, and also say I don't care about the money. Yeah, he's going to be well paid, but David Tepper's a billionaire, so if he's got it and that's the guy he wanted, then spend what you have to.
I'm with you on that. It's like drafting a quarterback or any other player you think that you need or you have to have, whatever it takes. If that's your guy, you get him. You know, it doesn't matter how anyone else feels about him. If you're looking at it saying that this is what we have to do, regardless of what the Saints, you look where the Saints are, and this is a team that you know that can score. As long as Sean Payton is on the sideline, you know he's trying to get a defensive coordinator fired every Sunday, as that seems to be his goal, to go out there and try and embarrass coordinators until they just lose their jobs. Atlanta, you have enough stars, and even in a down year, there's still going to be an issue. You got to make certain that you're keeping pace. You're going to move forward. What are you going to do with the quarterback? Who's going to be your guy of the future? Who's going to connect with this next wave of players that you're going to have and building around Christian McCaffrey? It makes sense in what they're doing. I'm with you on that one as well.